Here we are. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and my partner, Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. This is Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E.
Mine? Mine? Like a bunch of seagulls.
Yep. We're here this morning talking live to you at 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and we archive forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Liam.
Good morning.
What cup of coffee are we on, buddy?
We're on number three.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's always a good sign.
Three's his magic
I see the board here, but I can't.
This computer broke. That's why we had a different intro, is things weren't working quite the way we expected them to. So.
Okay, because I thought I saw a phone call from somebody up there first.
That was from the last show.
Okay, that's right. You got a broken computer?
I'm working on getting things sorted right now.
Well, welcome to the continuing soiree of liberty and freedom. And we have what I think is a pretty interesting show today. You know, we have talked about 8,000 different things that we can do to fix California. And let's face it, folks, if you disagree with this, feel free to call in. California is irrevocably broken. You cannot fix it. The only way we can fix it is to get more representation. You will never have representation with 500,000 people for every assemblyman and a million for every senator. I found out some statistics yesterday, and I believe that the Democrats, and maybe someone can straighten this out, in the 80 assembly people that try, or do they, to represent us, that's 40 million of us, we only have 13 Republicans. I also heard that out of the 40 senators, now we only have 8 Republicans. We have a situation where Los Angeles County alone, out of the 40 senators, have 11 that fully represent Los Angeles County and 4 more that have parts of Los Angeles County. How in the world do you fix that? Do you think they'll give up their positions? And I know there's a real wave going on of Republican Central Committees that are trying to change things, and I think that's great. My hat's off to them. They are moving out there saying, hey, we have to get good candidates. That's the point. We have to get good candidates. The challenge with that is once the candidate gets there, if you're one of the 13 out of 80, what can you really do? And once you're one of the 8 out of 40, what can you really do? The point is that state split is the only answer. Whether that, as Tim Draper had said, is 6 states, or whether Tim Draper even said it was 3, there's many of us believe it should be 4, but it really needs to be the amount of states that can contiguously get together and have representation in their own area depending on their own circumstances, rural, urban, whatever it may be. That's where we're going today. That's the only real answer. I mean, we can keep going round and 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 round about how we're going to fix California. I talked to a gentleman yesterday. We had an event with Mark Baird, who is our speaker. This gentleman had some good points, but he's saying, well, you know, I really can see a turn where the Republicans are really making a move, yet in the last couple of elections, they've lost ground in the Assembly and the Senate. So how does that work? The way that works is the rank and file, the people, you, Wynn, me, Liam, are looking at how we protect our liberty. We're the ones who are standing up and going into those Republican Central Committees. And yesterday, and I have to take my hat off to my partner here, we had an event yesterday that Wynn Carpenter, with the other 8,542,291 things he does, set up this whole thing. And, Wynn, I want to thank you. You did a great job in getting that venue ready for us and getting everything done. And he virtually did it by himself. And I think that's really a I want to thank you for that, brother. That was great. Great job.
Well, my pleasure.
And Robert Exter, who did the filming of Mark when he talked about Liberty yesterday. Robert did a great job, as usual.
Yeah, he does an outstanding job.
So, you know, as we look at this whole thing, we've got to realize something that, frankly, at Kevin Cry's fundraiser on Thursday, there were several people there from different Republican central committees. Good people. I mean, good people.
There were seven counties represented at that fundraiser.
Yeah, and good folks.
Good folks.
Good
yep.
folks.
Yep.
And, you know, the idea that we have to put together as we bring together the good patriots, the good conservatives, the people who want liberty in these counties, as we bring them together, we have to ask one simple question. Here's the question. What do we hope to accomplish? What do we really hope to accomplish? Is it to get more Republicans elected? Is it to get more conservative Republicans elected? Is it to get more conservatives elected? And how do we go about doing that? Or is it to finally say no to an overreaching state, I would submit a totalitarian government in the state of California? And Mark Baird had some amazing things he talked about. That video will be out shortly. And by the way, Mountaintop Media will be dropping the Linda Rantz interview about how we're going to hand count, how Missouri did it, the real deal. That'll be being dropped tomorrow, I believe. So you will have access to it in the public everywhere around the world. That's what I was told by Leslie. She said yep. around the world.
Yep.
You will have access to Mountaintop Media's special report with Linda Rantz, and that'll be out tomorrow, probably tomorrow evening. So Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday morning, you can watch it. I think, and it's only about 30 minutes, but there's a lot packed in there. So, Wynn.
Yes.
If I was to say, as a citizen, as somebody who's standing up for your kids, your grandkids, their grandkids, in how we get liberty back, how we get our voice back, how we get our vote back in the state of California, what would you tell me?
Well, we have to remind the elected officials that they are our employees, number one. They are not at the top of the pyramid. We are. We, the sovereign citizens of this great state, are the employers of every single elected official and bureaucrat that happens to be employed by the state. They are our employees. They are not our dictators. They are not our rulers and chiefs. We elect them to represent us, the elected officials anyway, not the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats need to be subordinate to the elected officials, who are subordinate to us. And since that seems to be failing to happen here in California, we need to rattle that cage and remind them of that. And we have to do that on a daily basis, apparently. Here in California, we need to do it all the time. So until things get cleaned up, that's going to need to happen. But why not have a state split where that will be established from day one, and that's how it's going to be operated?
I think one of the things about the state split that really is exciting to me is that every new state that comes into the union, or a state that's formed within another state, the last two being Hawaii and Alaska, they're on the equal footing of the original 13. That's called the equal footing doctrine.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to get everything we want, but our jurisdiction profoundly changes with that to what we have jurisdiction over and how we can interpose against an overreaching federal government. Now, one of the things that we have said 100 times is that if you're going to people a lot of times just want to do something because they think, well, we have to do something. And when I talked to the president of New Idaho, well, we have to do something. You know, even though this is going to take three Article 4, Section 3 state splits constitutionally, and that would mean that each legislature, for starting with Idaho, their state legislature would have to say, yeah, we want these counties in Oregon. That would have to be approved by the United States Congress and their legislature, meaning the Idaho legislature, then it would have to be approved by the United States Congress and the state of Oregon. And then if California jumps in, it would have to be approved by the legislature of California and the United States Congress. How many centuries did you think that would take? Here's the other thing, too. Does Idaho really want those Oregon counties? And that's what I asked this gentleman. I said, do they really want you guys? I mean, one of the things you have to look at is the difference in minimum wage. You know, if you have the Oregon counties go to Idaho, if you are working for the minimum wage, your minimum wage is going to drop dramatically, around 40%.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that? Because your cost of goods are probably going to be about the same. I don't think the cost of goods would be that much better. Maybe gas is a little cheaper. I don't know. But I know the cost of living is going to be pretty close. I mean, we know it's not going to be a 40% difference, lower in Idaho. So that's one thing. And do they even want you? And not only that, but does Oregon want to let you go? Well, if your counties in Oregon that are counties that are not financially stable,
yeah,
and you rely a lot on state money and federal money, then why would Idaho want to take on a tax burden? So, you know, there's a lot of things involved in that. And then, of course, you throw in California and blah, blah, blah. So by the time you get done, it's going to be really crazy. Now, I've got a number on the board there, Liam, 33.6%. What is that?
33.6% difference in Idaho versus California.
Oh.
In, like, cost of living.
In cost of living.
Yeah.
That's being Idaho's is lower.
That's being Idaho lower, yeah.
Okay, that's why the minimum wage is $8.50 instead of $15.
Yeah.
But that's still about 50%.
No, that's still, like, significantly, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing. And that's right now. Thank you, Liam. You're awesome, buddy. Flash the yellow light when you got stuff for me. Anyway, so we have a yellow light in here, and the window is to on the west end of the building where Liam is. And so when we look over at the window and we see something he wants to show us, a lot of times we can't see him. It has to light up the little yellow light over there. Then you have New California. Well, New California sounds good. One of the challenges is it not being contiguous. And frankly, for me, I still have a little bit of a problem when people in New California get up in front of boards of supervisors and call themselves the senator of New California.
Wait.
When there is no New California.
How did they get
elected? Oh. Yeah. And, I mean, they're doing this stuff with a straight face. So they've already appointed their senators, and they've already appointed their assembly people.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Well, it's kind of hard. I mean, to me, I'm not saying that they're good people, but hello, my name is so-and-so, and I'm the state senator for Shasta County.
No.
For where? New California.
I didn't get to vote.
Well, I mean, what's your capital, a P.O. box? So, I mean, seriously. So you have that, and the other issue is the fact that they tried to base everything on the West Virginia model in that they can show...
Not going to work.
That, right, that the state of California is in sedition or insurrection of the United States of America, which they haven't done. And, well, you know, they're not doing things like they should. And I actually talked to the president of New California. He actually called me 2 weeks ago, and we had a little conversation. And I said, here's where you've been going wrong with the West Virginia model. First of all, at a Shasta County board meeting, the date of 1860 for when West Virginia became a state is wrong. It's 1862. And when West Virginia decided to become a state, there were different circumstances than what you're presenting. First of all, the state of Virginia, their legislative body, and we'll just call them the Assembly and the Senate, State Assembly and State Senate, just for sake of explanation, when their particular legislature told the United States government, hey, we want no part of you, we don't want money from you, we don't want anything from you, we don't want programs from you, we don't want anything from you, we are leaving you as a legislative body, and we are joining the Confederate States of America, and that's what the state of Virginia is going to do. And we, as the representative body, were saying, as that body, we are leaving. That didn't mean that they took all the trees and all the rivers and all the cabins and all the little towns and put them in a covered wagon and moved them somewhere. It meant that the legislative body had told the union, the United States government, to shove it, period. However, the good people in West Virginia were saying, wait, they don't speak for us. We don't agree with what the legislative body, whom we elected, they're representatives. That doesn't mean we want to leave. Many people felt they should in Virginia. Many people felt they shouldn't. And therefore, the people in the several counties of West Virginia said, hey, we want to stay. And therefore, they didn't need state approval from their legislature because the legislature was gone. However, Virginia wasn't gone. The United States government still recognized the state of Virginia as a state because the people there, whether they went to West Virginia or even if they still lived in Virginia, the people there, who are we the people, were represented by a seditious and basically a secessionist movement of the people they had elected. It didn't mean the state was gone. So the United States, in their wisdom, is saying, okay, well, we recognize that the state of Virginia is our brethren, and they'll be back after this. So we're not really looking at the state of Virginia being the state of Virginia. It's their legislative body. So my question to the president of New California was, you've been explaining this. When did the state of California legislative body, the Senate and the Assembly, tell the United States government to shove it? As far as I know, they're still getting lots of money. They're still getting lots of different programs. They're still getting lots of different stuff. And they haven't told the United States government to shove it. So how do you prove the legislative body in the state of California in sedition or insurrection when they haven't done that yet? Well, now that you explain it, well, yeah, that's always what it's been. And that's the problem. We have these different programs that are talking about, well, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this, we can do that. And none of them, not any of them. In fact, the president of New Idaho told me, he said, yeah, I know, it's a stretch, but we have to do something. No, we have to do something right. We have to do something that follows Article 4, Section 3. We have to do something to have a state split that is legal.
Has to be constitutional.
Has to be constitutional. And it has to be by the people. Mark Baird yesterday, when he was talking about the state of Jefferson, and he was talking about, hey, California is unfixable, and he gave six different platforms on that. And we will have a video out very shortly that Leslie said is going to go worldwide. So, Leslie, if you're listening, we're calling you on it. Wonderful lady. Just one of our favorites. What a great person she is. Anyway, she is going to put that out, and you'll be able to watch it. There were six things he talked about. And maybe in the second half of the program, we'll get into some of those things. But the important thing is that Mark was asked, well, you know, on the state of Jefferson and stuff like that, well, what is it that you're going to do? What is it you're going to do? What is it we need this? What are you going to do? And what do you see happening? And Mark said, you know, I'm not God. God knows what's happening. It's in God's hands, not my hands. Mm-hmm. And he turned around and asked the gentleman very politely, because the guy was a patriot that was asking the question. He's just frustrated like the rest of us. And Mark looked at him and said, what are you going to do about it? Because it's going to be the people. We don't rise up as a people. We're not going to have this happen. When we start looking at electing people or bringing people into office or supporting people as good candidates, Donald Trump gave us the blueprint.
Yep.
I don't care if you like him or you don't like him, you kind of like him, you kind of don't like him. The guy gave us the blueprint. I will never forget him doing a debate with, 17 Republicans?
17, yeah.
17 that were like basically establishment Republicans. And Jeb Smith was there, and talk about an establishment Republican. You can...
Bush?
Yeah, Bush. Did I say,
what did you
I
said say? Smith.
Oh, did I say Smith?
Yeah.
His name is Bush?
Yeah.
Really? Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
Should be Smith.
Who?
Exactly. And what happened is Trump looked over at him and said, what are you doing here, Jeb?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, he went after Cruz. I think he turned Cruz around a little bit, frankly.
One by one.
Yeah, Lion Ted.
One by one he got him. Yep.
Because he didn't hold back. And who did he go to, folks? He went to the people.
People. As they all should. Yep.
The only opportunity we have to fix California is to get away from it.
Yep.
And I am too old and I have too much crap to move. It's easier to move a state line than move all the crap Sally and I have. In looking at this stuff, we have to be realistic and say, hey, how are we going to do this? What's legal? Do we have committees of separation? I asked the president of New Idaho about, or not New Idaho, that, and he said, what?
Yeah.
The president of New California, what? I mean, what's real, it's one thing to have to be flim-flam. It's one thing to say this looks good. And again, you know, the idea of somebody standing, actually standing in front of a board of supervisors saying, I'm so-and-so, the senator for Shasta County, for the state of New California. I mean, how do you do that with a straight face? I'm sorry. I mean, how do you do that? Self-appointed? By who? On what platform? The real deal is that we have to start being grown-ups about all this. And it's a problem when you're not. And people go, well, the New Idaho movement looks pretty good, except it's impossible. It's not constitutional.
Can you imagine how long that would take, even if it was going to happen? Even if everything lined up and went, you know, like it should, dominoes fell into place, can you imagine how long that would take to do that?
Yeah.
And how much it would cost to do that?
Yeah. I mean, and good point, Lynn. Does Idaho even want them?
Well, the thing is, you can't go from, and it states that in the Constitution, you can't go from Idaho to Oregon to California. You have to go Idaho to Oregon, create a state out of that, right. And then once that state's created, then they can go to California if it borders California, and then create another state out of that, because that's what we've been told, and we've researched and found that that's what has to happen within the state of Jefferson if we wanted to bring in Southern Oregon. We have to create Jefferson as a 51st state from the northern counties of California first. And then we can work with the southern counties, but then they have to create their own state, so they'd be the 52nd state. And then once that happens, then the 52nd state and the 51st state could combine back to being the 51st state, if that's what was going to happen. Can you imagine how long that's going to take?
Yeah.
And that's just with two states. Right. Try add another state in there.
And the thing is that, you know, you've got to want each other.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I mean, this stuff, it's getting to be too much to really suffer the fool. And I'm not trying to say that as being arrogant or anything, but it really is getting tiring. I mean, how in your right mind can you hear people make statements like, well, I'm the assembly person for the state of New California? How can you possibly even get there?
Well, and the other thing, too, when you're looking at the New Idaho map, they include Shasta County, Siskiyou County, and a couple other northern counties. Well, we would be the southern part of the state. Okay, that's fine in those ways, the way they were geographically laid out. But the distance between, let's say, Shasta County to Idaho is going to be how many hours of driving? It's going to be like laying California out all over again. We would end up being the southern Idaho part of it, like Southern California. How big a state do you really want to have? We want to have a smaller state that's simple, easy to manage and maintain, and you can travel within a, you know, comfortable couple hours if that.
Your common sense is making all these liberals crazy, Lynn. The Sorry. Common sense here.
Just doing my job.
I guess we just have music coming in, huh, Leo? We just had it. It's a good song, though.
It's break time.
Do you want to go to a break, Leo?
We're kind of nearing that point, yeah.
Okay.
You think so?
I think so.
I like the song.
It's a good song.
It is. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair. Still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
You can hate me, try to break me, talk me down and denigrate me. You can try to silence every word, but I will not be leaving.
Was that Sally Lou?
Liam? Yes, every song this morning has been
Sally Lou.
Miss Sally.
So I see you have a friend in there.
I do have a friend in here.
Yes, I know. That's good, Liam.
Nice to have a friend.
It is nice to have
you
a
don't,
friend.
You don't deserve her.
I don't.
I'm trying to make her smile. I'm working. I'm trying. trying.
She may not hear
almost.
You.
Well, she can't hear.
Oh, she can't hear you?
Nope.
No, no.
Oh, that's what, she can't hear me.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you going to repeat to her what I said?
Sure.
Well, getting back to our program here.
Quickly, hey, went to the Reading Rodeo last night, 75 years of the Reading Rodeo. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal. That's run like a well-oiled machine, let me tell you. They've got it down. And they must make a coin, a very shiny coin, on their sales alone. Oh, my gosh, it was crazy. I've been just hanging out there with some friends and, you know, a bunch of law enforcement officers that were working the event. A couple of them I know. And then a couple of law enforcement officers who were off duty. They were just hanging out and having a good time. Some I know very, very well. So it was pretty good. It was fun. But there were a lot of people out there and so many people I knew just bumping into people, literally bumping into people. It was fun to hang out there. And we hadn't gone for a couple of years, but it was fun to go out there and partake in the event. So another good job well done to the Reading Rodeo and Asphalt Cowboys, all those guys in those beautiful yellow shirts, you know. Know a few of those guys as well, and they did a stellar job. And all the volunteers and everybody, I just want to give them hats off to them. They all did a great job.
Yeah, and you're so right. The Reading Rodeo is just amazing. It's absolutely it's great. It's an institution. It's so fun. It brings in a lot of people into town. You know, it just... And, you know, it's one of those things where we have people trying to disrupt that to a degree.
Oh, yeah.
And go after those grounds and everything else. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore about the bureaucrats we elect.
Let's just shake the shit out of them. We need to shake them. I mean, they are stupid.
It's okay, buddy. You didn't get to the button.
I got the button.
You did?
Yeah.
When they do that
you
kind
can't
of
say
stuff,
that.
When they do stuff.
FCC.
Like when they do stuff, whatever. And when they do stuff like that, we get it just fires up the base to do even more support. So that's what I saw there, is more support being there for the one night that I went. I'm sure it was probably equal to that on the other nights of the course of the rodeo. But the one night that I did go, I mean, it was huge. There were people everywhere and having a good time, and just things were like they're supposed to be. When you have an event hosted here in Shasta County, you know, that's what we do.
Why is it that we have bureaucrats that we elect on city council that are trying to do all this crap to hurt us, and we keep electing them?
I don't know.
What the heck? Why do we keep doing that? We keep electing the same people that hurt us.
Well, maybe because the elections office. Oh, maybe that might have something to do with it.
Well, it's the ones that run, too.
It's the ones that run.
You know,
that's
mean,
right.
Come on. I mean, a lot of times you have somebody that runs. I mean, we had one supervisor that ran on three platforms and has voted against himself on those three platforms all three times. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And as we look at this and we understand it's we the people, we have to do something to stand and virtually do our own interposition. You know, and then we have good people like, you know, like Patrick Jones, like, you know, Melissa Hunt's a good person. Melissa Hunt is running for assembly, good person. And she wants to do something. She's going to be now, if she does win, she'll be one of like 13 instead of one of 17.
Right.
The question you have to ask yourself, does the assembly seat in California, the way it is now, is it just keeping the seat warm and not letting a Democrat in there? Because there's no power in it.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, and here's the best part. You have Megan Daly's running for senator. She was an assembly person. She runs for senator out of Bruce Ross's mouth. It's like, well, you know, we try to put stuff through on a bill, but every time we do, it gets killed in committee. Okay. Well, then why are you there?
Take it to the people.
Take it to the people. What do you think Trump did? I mean, we seem to be more enamored at times with our agony of complaining about all these people than we do about doing something about it. I mean, it's almost like, okay, if in fact a Democrat got a seat as far as either in the Senate or in the Assembly, does it affect anything? Well, the answer to that is, yeah, it could affect something.
Absolutely, especially in this red county.
Absolutely. So it could affect something.
Red district.
We want a Republican to be in there, but in putting the Republican in, what can they do? It can't be just the same old thing. You know, we don't have much more time to have seat warmers, and California can't be fixed.
Amen.
You know? I mean, here's the deal. California can't be fixed. Did I say California can't be fixed?
You've been saying it far too long.
But it makes me crazy. And then I
know.
Call 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Please call in and tell us how you think it can be fixed.
If there's a remedy. There's no remedy.
And I mean, it's just the same old, same old. Well, you know, I mean, we have Mark Mazzano. He's running for assembly.
Yeah.
And Mark was down with the governor. Well, I mean, that's okay, I think. I don't know. Like, probably lots of reasons why he was down there. Point is that if the governor's still the governor, whoever the governor's terming out, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he wants to be president. Well, yep. That'd be fun.
Yep. Hey, we have a caller on the line.
We have a caller on the line, and it is Mark Baird. What do you know?
Good morning, Mark. How are you
doing? Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day up here today.
That's awesome. It's not too bad down here. So far, so good anyway. So what's happening? Yeah.
Well, I was just calling in to talk about Jefferson and yesterday's event, which went pretty well, and to remind people that if they want this, they're going to have to step up to the plate because the, you know, 100 people can't do all the work.
Amen, brother.
10,000 people or 100,000 people. If we're going to qualify any kind of ballot initiative to split this state, which is what it's going to take. I mean, we've tried various methods, and either judges do a lot of illegal stuff to get in the way, or the legislature ignores what the people obviously want here, or, you know, something. And we're going to have to take this directly to the people, and it's going to cost a lot of money, and the people of the counties that want to get away from the craziness in Sacramento are going to have to stand up for themselves and help do the work.
So in doing that for our listeners, is it an initiative? Is it a referendum? What are we looking at?
Well, no, it's going to be a ballot initiative to split the state and into several chunks, and we're still working on the language. And, of course, we have a lot of work to do, and we have plenty of time to do it. Because this, I assume, would be on the November election next year. So we've got plenty of time, but it's going to cost about $2 million to get signatures and do all that stuff to qualify it for the ballot. And then the people in the counties affected are going to have to do the work in their own county and tell the people in Sacramento who own us and who we are subjects of, because we don't live in a republic in this state. We're subjects of the government here. And if you doubt that, look at Newsom and his executive orders where he says you can go to a bar, but you can't go to church, or you can go to Walmart, but you can't go to the local hardware store. And his people who come around and just take your water away from you without due process and without just compensation, and his people who come around and say because of some fish that is arguably not in danger, you're going to lose several lakes and several hydroelectric dams in your county. And his people who come around and tell you that you can't have a gasoline lawnmower anymore, and his people who tell you you're not going to be able to have a gasoline car, and his people who come around and tell you you're not going to be able to have a diesel truck, you're not going to be able to move goods and services in the state of California anymore. Because there is no electric grid, so even if you had electric stuff, you can't plug. Oh, please don't plug it in, because we don't have enough electric grid to power it all. But but don't worry, we're going to build a couple more fans in your backyard, and those wind fans are going to. Oh, they'll solve everything. You know, just ask me, I'll tell you. And if that doesn't work, oh, we'll put up some mirrors. Don't worry, and if the sun shines, you'll get some electricity off of that. But don't worry, we know what's best for you, and we're going to tell you what's best for you. And if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to strip you of the last vestige of your liberty, your money, and your property. And that's what California is. California, we are serfs in California. We're not free citizens anymore. We haven't been for a long time. banned the Second Amendment and seemingly they got away with it unless I win my lawsuit. The First Amendment is in dire jeopardy. The education system is run by pedophiles and communists. And I can prove that, too, and we talked about that yesterday.
We did.
Yep.
And so, you know, you have the state has the right to traffic in young children. If they can somehow get here, then the state will help them undergo radical medical surgery to cure their gender dysphoria. And if your child is over 12 years old and some anonymous mental professional declares that they need gender reassignment surgery, they can take your kid away from you, too, without your permission and without your knowledge, assumably. So this is no longer a republic. It is a draconian, tyrannical society. We are victims of this, and we are subject to it. And the only way to get out of it is to form our own state. But if you, the people, don't want this bad enough, then good luck to you, because those of us who can leave will leave. And a million of us did it last year. And a million more will probably do it this year. And I would say if you don't want to finally do something about this in your community, bad enough to help support it financially and get out on your own 2 feet and gather support so that we can vote for this and we can pass a state split initiative, then good luck to you and last one out, turn off the lights.
Yeah, you know, and that's so true. And where are you going to go? I mean, the thing is that this...
So you go somewhere else. You go somewhere where it's not quite as bad as it is here.
And that's only for a short period of time. And
well,
so...
You know, who knows? But let me tell you, when your survival is at stake,
right.
People here
right.
don't want to turn this around badly enough to do something about it. The people who can leave are going to.
And I think that there's
and I don't blame them. And I mean, you can't say, well, where are you going to run to? Because
right.
in some place, I mean, a million people ran there last year.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of them did. But again, you know, what's happening in California is slowly creeping into a lot of other states. And I think that's been something that's, you know, run prevalent, into that the infection spreading. And so, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's a lot easier for someone like Sal and I to move a state line than it is to move all the crap we own. So it's,
oh, no, I totally agree. I mean,
you know, seriously? Yeah.
But if people won't fix it here, then more and more people are going to leave. We will have even less and less voice as those conservatives leave until finally there is just no hope of victory and this will be a failed socialist state like all the rest of them on the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to do something about this now. I mean, now is the time. Tomorrow is too late. You know, maybe we were ahead of our time before, but we're not now. And if you have eyes and ears, all you have to do is open them to see that this is not going to end well for you and your family if you allow it to keep going.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, we get so distracted in all these different things. I mean, if you heard the program earlier, we talked about some of the other movements. It isn't that they're bad people doing that. They're all good people doing it. It's a matter of, hey, we really have to do something. Well, let's do something like Mark Baird's proposing. Let's do an initiative. Let's do some things. Let's understand what it would take. Let's talk about committees of separation. Let's talk about all the different issues that we'd have and get those things lined out and done. And I think we need to start. We started yesterday. Basically, yesterday was May the 20th, 2023. That is the first day of the new movement of the state of Jefferson. And it's a new movement.
We already have legislation.
Absolutely.
We already have legislation for Article 4, Section 3 drawn up.
Absolutely.
We already have accounted for committees of separation and how those committees would be appointed and how the debt should be apportioned and all of the nuanced stuff. In other words, the devil is in the details, and we've already covered all that. We have a lot of that already written. We have a constitution for our state. Now, the other states that would be formed from this initiative will have to do their own, but we already have ours. The only open question is, are people willing to really work to finally split this state up, because the only way for us to survive in the homes that we built for ourselves, in the lives that we that we love and that we treasure is to get away from the people in Sacramento who are stealing our lives, our liberty, and our property. We have to get away from them. The state of California is so badly dysfunctional and broken, it's irretrievable. There's only one way to fix this, and that's get away from them and form our own state.
Absolutely.
And we can do it. We can do it. I mean, it's almost been done before several times, and maybe we were a little ahead of our time before, but we're not now. I mean, now is the time, and this can be done with your help. And by you, I mean all of the people listening and all of the people that they can talk to and all of the people that they can talk to. This can be done.
Okay, so when do we start?
Well, we already started.
Okay.
I mean, we need to just gather support. We need money. I mean, we're going to set up a 501c3 so that we can start raising money for a ballot initiative. And, you know, we have to take this directly to the people. We tried going to the courts. The courts are corrupt. They didn't listen to us. We tried going to the legislature. Obviously, the legislature is corrupt, as you were talking about before. The representative ratio in California, the fix is in.
We already have. We already have a nonprofit set up to explain it to them.
We already have our nonprofit.
Start giving out the address, because we need to raise about $2 million to get this done, and that's not that much. My wife and I have committed. We'll put $1,000 in this. We're not rich people, but this is too important. So our check for $1,000 will be on its way to the 501c3, and you're going to give the address
four.
And so on out.
Yeah, it's a C4.
C4, I'm sorry.
Yeah, C4.
And all we need, if we had 2,000 people that would make the same commitment, 2,000 people in a state with 1.2 million people, if we had 2,000 of them that would make the same commitment, we could raise enough money to do this and be done with those idiots in Sacramento once and for all.
Well, I think that the main thing is, too, is, and yes, we will start doing that. We already have the mechanism to do it. The main thing we need to do is to present the plan on how we do it and what direction it takes and what the part is that each county and each, more importantly, each citizen in that county plays. And I think once we get that down, within we should start getting something we can send out to where people can they can invest their ideas and their points of view.
We can do that on a podcast.
We can do that on the podcast.
And in printed form.
Yeah, and we can do that. And by the way, Mountaintop Media now, because of the flexibility we have, being a separate entity and an LLC, since we have that ability now to record and get podcasts out, not just once or twice a week, but every day if we need to. And we're starting to schedule programs for that. By the way, I do want to let people know that now on Mountaintop Media, there are four programs. There is We the Parents. There is Patriot State of Mind. There is Sovereign Minds, Jefferson State of Mind, and then we have something we call Special Report. Those four key programs with Mountaintop Media, there's four, but the Special Report part is five, yes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The Special Report would be something that would be offered on possibly at times all the programs.
Yes.
And also would be something to where we'd have people from the different programs cross-pollinating, so to speak, to bring forth a guest, et cetera, et cetera. We've done it already with Mark Barrett a couple of times, with Clinton Curtis on the Dominion Machine, with Alex Haberbusch, with Lex Rex Institute, with Linda Rant. Linda Rance is, her interview is coming out, as I said earlier, in the broadcast here. It's going to be coming out Monday night, and it'll be dropped, and we'll make sure everybody gets it, including Linda, and we will send a copy to Mike Lindell.
Yep.
So the thing is that we have to get this thing going. We've got to make sure that we use the media here and do some smart things. So, we need to start, we have mechanisms in place, as Mark said. We have a 501c4 in place, as Mark said. And we have all this stuff going. What we need to do is we need to formulate a program or a basis or a template. Of course, where people who are a lot smarter than a lot of us are can add to it. But
now,
we're also not going to suffer fools.
Right. Now, if people want to send funds to help fund the state split initiative, then they can send their checks. They can make them out to CFR, and that stands for Citizens for Fair Representation. CFR, that is our 501c4. And you can mail it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B like boy. Again, 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Is there anything they have to put in the memo?
Yeah, in the memo, put state split.
In the memo, put state split. We can start that right now. We just have to move forward on this. Mark's absolutely right. We can't. It starts now. We don't have time. We don't have we don't have the time to fool around with this. Every day, every hour, there's something happening. I mean, Mark, your county is in a unique position right now. You have actually two different emergency mandates you're under. You want to explain that a little bit to the folks? That's an amazing thing to me.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you how balanced and fair the state of California is. They're literally persecuting farmers and ranchers in my county. First of all, we're under a drought warning, and we're also under a flood warning at the same time. And the State Water Board has told all of the groundwater users, all of the irrigators, that they have to cut back their water use by 30% because, you know, we're under a severe drought warning. But at the same time, rivers are at capacity, and we've had the best water year we've had in 25 years, probably. Snowpack is 125% of normal. Rivers are running at 110% of normal or whatever. But the point is, they want to deprive us of our ability to grow the food that California wants and needs and that the rest of the world wants and needs. Look, affordable energy and affordable food are required for human survival, period. Amen. So what do you think about a state that makes your ability to buy a tank of gasoline so that you can get to work and back twice as expensive or three times as expensive as it needs to be? Are they really acting on your behalf? What do you think about a state that deprives farmers and ranchers of the water they need to grow the food, the meat, and the fiber that you need to feed your family and to clothe your family? Are they really acting on your behalf? And their logic in that is to save a fish that's arguably not in any danger because it's not a worldwide listed species. It's only listed in the Klamath River Basin. So what do you think about a government that targets the county, literally targets the county in order to extinguish their means of survival by ripping out the hydroelectric dams that provide sustainable energy and cheap green energy to irrigators and families for their homes, and at the same time they're clamoring about global warming, but elderly people can't even afford to turn on an air conditioner. I mean, so what they're claiming is happening. They're not providing an affordable means of energy so that people can keep their houses cool if what they say is true. I mean, these things are such a contradiction, and this state is engaged literally in the genocide of certain counties because they don't like their politics. They hate conservatives in Sacramento. They want to destroy your life. They want to destroy the economy. They want to destroy your ability to make a living for yourself and your family. And how on earth do you think you're going to get food at the grocery store when you can't use a